به نام آنکه جان را فکرت آموخت. با اهدای سلام خدمت تمامی بزرگواران و اندیشمندان. فروزان طاهری هستم، متولد شهر هرات در سال 1985.
I was born in the city of Herat. I was 1 year old when I came to Iran because of the lack of security for my family. They came to Iran. They sought refuge in Iran. Of course, today I'm not here today to talk about the terror and the fear that my family encountered in those days. I just want to tell you that in a country where people can live in peace, how you can build that country. I have a PhD in geography and also urban planning from Ferdowsi University in Mashhad in Iran, and I am at present also teaching in that same university, and therefore I can most certainly say that what you need is to have enough schools, hospitals, roads, running water, etc. To have this dreamy country to come into reality and join reality, we need builders, and who better than refugees? Unfortunately, around the world today, we have a lot of refugee children who cannot have education, and therefore they do not acquire the necessary tools and skills in order to build the future and the future of their country. I was a lucky person in Iran. I was able to go to primary and secondary school, and I had the opportunity to educate such as Iranians. We went to school together, we were in the same class together. I persevered a lot and I dedicated myself to my studies, and after school I went to university, and this is while 97% of refugees in other countries do not have that opportunity, and the end of secondary school is the end of their education. My parents always supported me from the very childhood. They always encouraged me to read books. They always protected me. They always wanted me to continue my studies and my education. Despite the perseverance that I had, if the policies of Iran to encourage me to educate were not there, I would not have been able to finish my studies and to reach the objective that I had. I am very grateful to God that being a refugee and living far from my home did not mean that I could not get an education, did not mean to fulfill my potential and my strength, and I hope that everybody should have this opportunity for every child all around the world. Now, if we want to have a world so that refugees do not fear for their lives and can return home, we need to give them the skills, the knowledge and the self-confidence that they need to be able to start in their lives over again. Education is the single most important way we can achieve this. Finally, I must reiterate the important point that anyone can achieve their goals with effort. I thank God that the means to education were available to refugees in Iran, and for that I got to achieve my goals and my dreams and get to where I am, with the hope that one day I can go back to my country with the concrete support from the international community and help my fellow countrymen in rebuilding our country and be effective. Once again, I would like to thank you for the time that you allocated to me.